The NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Tuesday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking. That's Emma.
Hey, good morning.
Sup, man?
Just going through all sorts of stuff. I totally forgot to tell you about something funny yesterday regarding the Emmys because I had so much audio and Kimmel did such a good job. I had a lot to tell you, which was kind of surprising because usually the award shows are, The Emmys and the Golden Globes are my favorite, I think, for sure. But yeah, he nailed it. So there's a video or two I need to tell you about, but that was nice. I love it when there's, in terms of work, because we got to do prep so we can tell them about it. I love it when it happens to be fun stuff to watch. I'm like, well, 12-minute video of comedy, but I got to do it. It's show prep.
Man.
So I was busy working in here.
I was doing some show prep last night watching my Eagles just destroy the Bears.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I mean, it almost got to a point where I felt like the last couple of successful-looking, if you could call them that, plays that the Bears had, were almost kind of just like gimmies from the Eagles. Like, all right, it's clear y'all have tapped out. We're just going to go ahead and take this win.
Yeah.
Let y'all do what you need to do. That way you don't look too bad out here.
We're going to take our foot off the gas a little bit, guys.
Yeah. Pump the brakes.
Kinda,
just
yeah.
Real quick.
Just fan you up here. Come on.
But this Carson Wentz cat is very, very impressive. A lot of people didn't know what to make of him going into the drafts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he showed up.
Yeah. For the game, for sure. I hope he does that all season long for you.
Man, if the Eagles could get a legitimate franchise quarterback and actually get a... McNabb came close.
Yeah.
We actually touched a Super Bowl with McNabb.
Yeah, he's...
We took an L because Donovan McNabb... Man, it's not about winning and losing. It's about having fun. We're just out there having... No, Donovan! It's about getting a Lombardi trophy, you moron!
Maybe he's trying to make himself feel better.
It's
about having... Or his kids were watching.
Could be, man.
Winning's not important. It's just participating is what's important.
That is the worst thing
any
professional athlete could say, let alone a quarterback in the city of Philadelphia.
That really did surprise me.
Man, what were you thinking? First, T.O. wants to stab you.
Oh,
now the city wants to get rid of you.
T.O. wants to stab quite a few people, I think.
Man.
Just on a good day.
But it was a very, very awesome game last night for Monday Night Football.
God, I love it. Monday Night Football's here.
Yeah, man. Next Monday night, I don't know if I'm going to watch the football game or not because we got the debate. Every pair of eyes in the country is going to be tuned into this thing.
Did you see Wolf at all yesterday?
I hadn't seen Wolf in a couple days.
Oh, that's what I wanted to call you about. Okay, so in the middle of the day, I was flipping through, just checking in, you know, especially with all these bombings and things. I was looking at MSNBC and flipped over to CNN, and wouldn't you know, there's our boy Wolf goes, let me show you something exciting. If you look at the screen, they have on the outside of a building in New York a huge
countdown clock.
You got it. 7 days out, it's counting down to the second.
We have calendars and phones that tell us what day and time it is.
Yeah, I mean, I can get at the day of, I get that, because then people are like, oh, okay, that's how many hours till the debate, but...
I don't know if the whole over-enthusiasm for this election in particular is CNN's doing or Wolf's doing. It's hard to see who to put the blame on here. Because everybody else seemed to be all right about it. Like Aaron Burnett, Soledad, like they're not tripping. They ain't got countdown clocks every which way.
Anderson Cooper's chill. Yeah.
But then you got Wolf. Look at my wall clock, and by wall clock, I mean skyscraper wall clock.
Yeah, that's what
they said, bigger is better. I believe them.
And his tone was so excited. For his, you know, his tone is so monotone.
Yeah.
But in this case, you can tell when he gets kind of excited. and get a load of this. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Put that thing away, Wolf.
This guy, look at your old man pocket watch or something.
Man.
Don't you have one of those, you know, I don't know what they are.
Pocket watches, right?
Yeah. Is that what they call them? The ones that you...
I've never seen a watch around. Oh, a stopwatch.
No, like the ones that the old people used to flip over.
Yeah, that's a pocket watch, but we didn't hang them around the neck. Oh. You were going like some motion around the neck.
For
like
some
a,
reason,
a
I thought you could...
Sort. I mean, there's a stopwatch which you could do that with.
No, you're right. You're right. It's a pocket watch.
Word.
All right. He should check that.
We've got news and sports on the way. Also, we got to grab another qualifier for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Plus, we got your tease later this hour.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
Oh, we could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Rock and that's Emma.
Morning.
Coming up next, we got your tease. Right now, we got your first check on news and sports. Roseburg police said that they've arrested the man accused of multiple burglaries and car break-ins in the area. Police said 32-year-old Ricky James Candler is being held on more than $500,000 bail.
Ricky James?
Ricky James.
Okay.
Officers said they found Candler in the area of Woodward and Stevens early Sunday morning. They say that officers, as they spoke with him, decided to take off and run.
Well, gotta get out of there. That seems like a bad situation.
It's a very clear indicator that I am up to absolutely nothing illegal whatsoever.
I
needed a sprint.
A little exercise, I was going to say. Right. You just got to get that out.
That cardiovascular system is key. Use it or lose it.
You really got to get your pace up.
Officers said Candler was arrested after a short foot chase and a brief struggle. Police say he's now facing 16 charges, including burglary, theft, and computer crimes. His bail was set at $613,000.
Jeez.
You know, I've really been wondering as of late, why I can't keep these ladies off me.
Oh, right. I know.
Struggle's real sometimes. It's like, can I live?
Bees to honey. I swear to God. It's unbelievable.
Problem solved, because according to a new survey, women are the most attracted to dudes with full beards. We made it.
We made it. Oh, God. I know the beard thing is in I guess
they apparently
places, but I feel the opposite.
Women feel that men with full beards are the men that they are most likely to have a long-term relationship with. That's the best bet for them. The researchers think it's because beards are a biological sign of being tough, masculine, aggressive, and having high social status. All those things apply to this guy.
This is a personal experience survey. Is this your survey?
I may or may not have contributed to the survey for spring.com.
Down the hall on your computer for a while.
Oh, now, spring.org.uk. I may have.
Oh, like you don't know.
I'm just saying.
That was clever to actually like mess it up, kind of deal. Like you threw me off for a second.
They say that these are all things that are worth a lot of points in a long-term relationship. But what about women who aren't looking to settle down and just want to have a good time? They still prefer someone with facial hair over somebody who's clean-shaven.
They
prefer stubble.
They did not. Oh, I like stubble. Okay, yeah, they did not check around too much, I guess. But yeah, I do. I like the stubble. I like the whole few days without shaving thing. But once it becomes... like it starts forming a beard, and it's just like, stop it. Stop it. Get it off your face.
The moral to this story, the survey, is dudes, if you're clean shaven, good luck to you getting laid.
I feel like this focus group was really good. It helped them probably decide, well, Rock loves his face. Emma, as a girl who's attracted to guys, says it's gross. So that's pretty good focus group, right?
This comes from social media. Can't guarantee it's true, but I find it hard to believe somebody would dream this up. A guy named Alex sent his girlfriend a message on Snapchat last week to let her know he had a hickey on his neck.
What?
But he swears it's not from cheating. No, no, no.
He went out there and said, hey, I have a hickey. Heads up. Spoiler
Next
alert.
Time you see me.
I have a hickey.
There's going to be a bruise on my neck.
I'm just going to try to put this out there.
My dad gave it to me as a prank.
It was the vacuum. I was doing an experiment. I did that when we were little. I would take off the top of the thing with the vacuum and play with it, suck up my hair, and then I put it on my neck. I was only like 7 or 8. My dad was like, what's on your neck?
He legit told this lady that his dad gave him the hickey as a prank. He says, quote, babe, don't get mad. With a whole bunch of emojis. But then he says, I got to show you something. I told my dad yesterday I was going to see you today, and he thought it would be funny to jump onto me, wake me up, and he gave me a hickey. I was like, really? This S is huge. My mom said I look like white trash.
Probably because you're in bed with your dad.
I mean.
That might be it.
That could be.
Not sure.
A pretty clear indicator.
I don't think we have to wait for the hickey to develop.
It's like was asking Clark Griswold what a rib scenario was.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
He's like,
that's one of the best parts.
I think it's when you kiss somebody with the lips of your mouth. Just the lips.
The job you call a rib? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, God.
Then the dude that walked out at the worst time ever.
It's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Most inappropriate
and then
time.
He just walks away.
Yep, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Oh, God, that's great.
The Philadelphia Eagles are now 2-0 after taking down the Bears in Chicago 29-14. Carson Wentz is the first rookie quarterback in NFL history to start and win his first two games of a season with no team turnovers.
I'm sure he feels good today.
Man, Wentz finished the night completing 21 of 34 pass attempts for 190 yards and a TD. On the other hand, the Bears have now lost six straight home games for the first time since 97. And they're now 1-8 at home under head coach John Fox. Also last night, Jay Cutler injured his right thumb and will undergo tests today to see how bad that damage is. But the big takeaway from last night is the Eagles' defense. They're the real deal, and what Jim Schwartz has done is phenomenal. They caused three Bears turnovers last night, ended up capitalizing off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent game. The defense is so raw. I have not seen an Eagles defense this good since we had the Minister of Defense leading things.
Yeah.
Reggie White.
Their defense. Yeah, you're right. The defense was definitely, I mean, the offense was doing great, but the defense really sealed the deal, too.
Oh, man. Defense wins championships. People say that, but it's
fact.
Saying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what Jim Schwartz has got cooking over there, it's like he's a Philly guy to begin with. Anybody who watched him be the head coach of Detroit could tell that dude just, he had a different type of vibe about him. He wasn't very soft with his players, whereas Doug Peterson, so I think that's a great combination. You got Doug Peterson, the head coach, who's kind of compassionate and care, and Jim Schwartz is the anal, super uptight dude who's just in your face nonstop 24/7. The coach's coach.
So far, the best defense I've seen is Niners and the Eagles.
Yeah, man. Eagles are looking real, real good. Coming up in your tease, what you got for us?
Ooh, lots of stuff. We're going to talk about new movies out on your new release Tuesday. I've got some Magnificent Seven stuff. I've got Jurassic Park 2 news and a little bit about the CBS docuseries about JonBenet.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yackety yack!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
New movies out today on your new release Tuesday. We've got Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. Did you see that?
No, I have not.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Also, I have not seen that.
Isn't that the one you went to without me?
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah. Hey, Em, you want to go see a movie?
Hey.
Next time I see you. Yeah, I saw it.
Like, there you
what?
Go. And see.
What
look,
happened?
Exactly. What happened? I don't even remember being there.
Well.
It's.
I remember terrible. You being there, so.
It's terrible.
I know. I remember. You said you're welcome after I was like, dude, you're welcome. It was terrible. I'm like, kind of missed the point there. It's like not inviting me to a party and then saying, well, wasn't that good?
You don't know what you missed.
Matthew McConaughey, Civil War movie, Free State of Jones. All right. Oh, I love Denzel. Two-time Oscar winner Denzel Washington can be seen this weekend in a highly anticipated remake, The Magnificent Seven. It's the first Western in the acclaimed actor's long career. So he had to learn how to ride a horse and handle a six-shooter and all the other stuff that it takes to be a cowboy. And, I mean, if... you didn't grow up riding horses. I love riding horses. But as a grown man who's never, you know, ridden a horse, that can be interesting.
Probably, I would think.
Mm-hmm. He said it wasn't easy. Denzel Washington leads a diverse cast of heroes, including Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio.
Yeah, D'Onofrio. That guy from
Criminal Intent.
Criminal Intent, yeah. And I almost said Criminal Minds.
Well, he's also Kingpin on Daredevil. A lot of people might know him from that now.
Oh, and he's in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he's also in that. Or Jurassic World, you should say.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't say. Jurassic Park.
He's in Jurassic Park? I thought he was
no.
in Jurassic World.
Jurassic World is Jurassic Park.
How?
Because now it's... When I say Jurassic Park, you know.
I assume 1993, Michael Crichton, Steven Spielberg, Jurassic Park.
I would say the original Jurassic Park, and then I call this Jurassic Park. I'm a Jurassic Park geek, though. You know this. Sorry, I mean Jurassic World, but when I say Jurassic Park, that's what I meant.
All right, I didn't know you had a code word for it. My bad.
It's not a code word. It's just Jurassic Park.
But it's
sorry, Jurassic Park World, guys. Jurassic Park, the new one, World.
There you go.
Just to be clear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That could get confusing, I guess, if people don't know that I'm a geek about it. Oh, yeah, and Chris Pratt is also in it. It actually speaks, he says, to the reality of the 1870s. Denzel talked about the diverse lineup. That's more typical than, you know, movies of the 50s, 40s, where there's nobody that looks like us, but we're there. He joked then at the end of the interview, I just wanted to be in Chris Pratt's movie. That's all I wanted to do.
Life goals, man.
Yep. Denzel, yeah. I'm sure it's not the other way around at all. Jurassic Park 2. Jurassic World Park 2. The budget. From $100 million to $260 million.
Buy a whole lot of dinosaurs.
It's not exactly unheard of for a modern blockbuster, but that sort of increase is nearly unheard of. To put it into some perspective, the first Avengers cost Marvel $220 million, and even though the film also took the opening weekend record and ranked in the top five all-time, both domestically and worldwide, the sequel's budget was only $30 million more. The director has never made a movie with over $100 million budget, so seeing what he does with a $260 million budget for the next Jurassic World is going to be interesting.
A lot of special effects going into this thing.
Yeah. Currently untitled Jurassic World sequel is due out on June 22nd, 2018.
Now, hopefully that doesn't mean just because they've got a bigger budget, they decide to spend the entire budget. Just so that way they could have this big, huge spectacle. It's like, man, just know that the money's there and use it accordingly. Don't just make a $260 million movie because you've got $260 million to make it with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like in terms of this movie, it's just going to go to making the dinosaurs bigger and better.
I would hope.
Oh my God,
but
so
I know
excited.
How Hollywood functions, man. They get that money and they're like, oh, let's go ahead and spend it as quickly as possible on stuff that's not even going to make sense for the movie.
But in this movie, though, you got to remember, they're going to try to beat their phenomenal showing last time. So I would expect them, in terms of how much money that is possible to make from this, that they would, you know, shoot higher.
I hope so.
Emma stamped guarantee right there.
Right.
I got it right there. Sarah Paulson had Marsha Clark's name engraved on her Emmy, and Marsha got to see it happen. It's customary for the character name to get engraved on the Emmy along with the actor's name, but since Marsha was Sarah's date, she had the opportunity to witness it as well.
Huh.
I'm sure, and then she walked away with it, and Marsha's like, must be nice. Now my name's
something
on it. Yeah.
Just to play off of a joke.
Yeah, well, it must be nice to see your name on the Emmy, but then she doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there. It was a nice gesture.
It is there.
Real quick.
And the Academy owns it, so don't even think about trying to sell it.
Don't you dare. CBS's docuseries, The Case of JonBenet Ramsey, only managed to dole out three bombshells during its first night. It saved all the rest of them the evidence that very clearly pointed toward one single explanation for JonBenet's death. For night two. In the final 20 minutes of the special, the investigators who took on the 20-year-old case put forth their theory as to who killed the young Colorado beauty queen, but it isn't as cut and dry as this person did it. Whew, the team included, check this out, a retired FBI special agent and profile, a world-renowned forensic scientist, former chief investigator for the district attorney in Boulder, lead forensic pathologist, a retired special agent and forensic linguistic profiler, I had to cross out a lot of stuff. So. Former New Scotland Yard criminal behavioral analyst and retired FBI special agent and statement analyst. So if those people can't come up with a theory, I don't know who can. But they came up with mine. They say that the person is, in their belief as to date, Burke Ramsey, JonBenet's older brother. It wasn't an intentional accident or incident at all, they say. They think it was an accident and retaliation for something that had happened earlier that led to the horrible outcome, and he didn't intend to kill her. And then the parents obviously were doing everything to cover it up. Or it was an intruder that they knew, probably, and got into the house and waited, wrote the note, waited for them to come back because they were gone for like 5 or so hours,
I don't know. I've always felt like it was the Santa dude. The dude that randomly showed up to their Christmas party.
And said, and then there was a rumor.
And then tried to, like, bring her. He was like, Santa will be back for you later on tonight.
Yeah,
Santa will
something
be back.
Like that. Like,
Santa's got a special gift for you.
Gonna visit you again or something like that. But he was cleared, so I'm not sure.
I didn't know that he was cleared. I thought that they thought it just wasn't going to, like, it. They felt it would lead to a dead end. I don't know that he's actually been cleared. But
I think they established that it wasn't going anywhere, and I think he's been cleared, but the problem is too many people have been cleared in this case
that
too easily.
Yeah, that should have been looked at a little tougher.
Because they were so focused on the parents that they...
I mean, it's just so weird that this dude randomly shows up at your house without knowing where you live and how you... Like, just randomly shows up and decides to be Santa at your... Not only does he randomly show up, but he just so happens to randomly show up dressed in a Santa suit.
I thought they hired your holiday him party. To be a Santa guy. I thought
if he was hired, then that's a detail I did not hear. The way I heard it, it could be. The way I heard it was that the guy literally had just shown up.
Then there was that guy who killed himself in jail a month later after he supposedly, allegedly confessed to someone in a cell. So that makes it interesting, too.
There's a lot of theories, man.
Yeah, and that's why people are so interested in it still. It is crazy. I watched part three on Dr. Phil yesterday. Mark Wahlberg and Sofia Vergara will be on Jimmy Fallon, Denzel Washington on Jimmy Kimmel, Jesse Tyler Ferguson on James Corden, Michelle Obama on Stephen Colbert, Jeffrey Tambor on Trevor Noah tonight. And there's some TV on tonight. The Voice on NBC and This Is Us, the pilot, airs on NBC as well. Fourth season premiere of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after Dancing with the Stars on tonight. 14th season premiere of NCIS. Third season premiere of NCIS Los Angeles. But also tonight is the premiere of Bull, that Dr. Phil's story. Remember how he was like, hey, this is my show about my life in my early career and I want... Donozo, Mike Weatherly from NCIS to play it, remember? And I was like, that's kind of a stretch, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. There's only one Bull I know, and that's Bull from Night Court.
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
There's an arms race between America's chain restaurants to develop the most indulgently disgusting product, and it just keeps on escalating.
Go on.
Pizza Hut just announced a brand new pizza that gets grilled cheese on the inside of its stuffed crust.
Little much, I feel.
I mean,
isn't that already kind
stuffed
of
stuffed crust? Like is a, already cheesy crust. What are you doing? Added more.
So you grill the grilled cheese and then you put it into the crust?
I am completely unfamiliar with how it works. They basically, it's filled with like a melted cheddar cheese, like the Velveeta or something.
Yeah.
And then it's got melted butter and breadcrumbs on top.
No. Nice try, guys. No grilled cheese.
They're also now selling them for $13.
Yeah, so you could buy cheap cheese and then put it in the crust. Cheese whiz. It's grilled cheese,
I mean,
guys.
It looks like it's a thicker consistency than Cheese Whiz for sure, but it still has that look to it. So,
let me see.
It's a little bit of yellow.
Ew.
I mean, it's unnecessary for sure. I don't know that it's needed.
It looks exactly the same, except with different cheese.
Mm-hmm. A little bit extra gooiness.
Yeah. I like
little extra artery clogging.
Gross. Yeah, I like my pizza classic. I have to have the red sauce. I don't like pizzas without the red sauce. And why you gotta change something so good? The stuffed crust is amazing.
On its own. It's standalone crust.
Yeah, and I don't like that kind of cheese involved with my pizza. Damn it, Pizza Hut.
I'm pretty sure I haven't met a cheese yet that I don't like.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't know that it needs to be cheese on top of cheese.
That's a little cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sticky situation. Ready for some sports? Former boxing superstar Zab Judah tried to lie after a Vegas car crash back in January, claiming his name was Michael Johnson, and the whole thing was caught on video.
He accidentally said Jordan first.
I mean, Johnson. I like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. But Michael Jordan's too obvious, so is Magic Johnson. Michael Johnson.
That's a genius move.
The 38-year-old boxer allegedly smashed into another car at 7 in the morning on January 29th, and the victim pulled out her phone to document the aftermath. You could actually see Zeb, a former four-time world champ, in the driver's seat, slurring his words as he's confronted by the other driver. Zab said that when the woman asked for his name, he referred to himself as Michael Johnson.
Okay.
The woman told Judah that he smacked the S out of me and was responsible for the damage and her injuries. Not actually like physically slapping her, but the car.
Gotcha.
Was what she was trying to describe. She also told Judah she was calling the police because it was obvious he had been drinking. But TMZ did some digging and they can't find any record of Zab Judah being arrested for a DUI on the date. Sources connected to the incident told TMZ Sports that Zab's insurance company settled with the woman. And it was only then that the woman learned who he really was.
Oh, there
now
it is.
Now the tape's out. You know, you see what's happening here? You picking it up?
Yep, yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Big Pimpin'.
TMZ reached out to Zab Judah's camp for comment and, of course, no word back.
That's interesting.
That it is, because, I mean, you would have had to have think, like, unless she somehow was just, like, holding her phone at a weird... Like, how did you not know she was recording the entire altercation? With that said, why would you throw a fake name out there?
Yeah, and these days I would just assume everything's being filmed just to be safe.
And to be fair, I mean, she's not a cop or anything, so it's not like he's lying by saying... I mean, he is lying, but it's not like he's committing a crime, I should say, by saying, okay, oh, my name's Michael Johnson. Telling that to a cop, that's
way different.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just telling this to some lady that you may or may not have gotten into a car accident with.
Which seems like it should be standard practice for someone who makes that much money, because you know that if he says, you know,
oh, I'm Zab Judah,
then that...
Oh, yeah. Is that right? Payday.
Because I am very hurt.
Yeah.
I need a neck brace.
My neck and my back.
My neck and my back.
I'll send out a call right now for a pack of envelopes and a jawbreaker.
I broke my arm.
It's like, Ezel, get off the floor. He said, Craig, buy me a 40. It's my birthday today.
Is your birthday today,
Ezel? What day is it? It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. What day is it? It's my birthday.
I just said it's my birthday. Yeah, that's what day it is.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
As you may remember, Rock, about a year ago, Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend, Katharina White, committed suicide by overdosing on prescription drugs. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Okay. Including Ambien and Percocet. Now her estranged husband, Mark Burton, is suing Jim for wrongful death, claiming that he provided her with the drugs. Jim Carrey's being sued. Burton says Jim got the meds for her illegally under a fake name, Arthur King, even though he knew that she struggled with depression and had attempted suicide before. The lawsuit also accuses Carrey of trying to conceal his, quote, involvement and culpability in her death, and it says he went back on a promise to pay for the funeral. There's no word how much he's seeking in damages. Her on-and-off relationship with Jim Carrey began in 2012. It's unclear when she and Burton got married. They were separated, but apparently never got divorced. So this guy's like, payday. The lawsuit says the status of their relationship is irrelevant. Doesn't matter if we're about to be divorced. I want that money.
Really doesn't.
I want that money right now.
Duh.
You killed my ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife. I care about her so much. I need that money. It looks like she and Jim had split up again before she killed herself. By the way, Carrey says he never gave any pills to Katharina, but she stole them. He also says that the lawsuit is just an attempt to profit off her death, which makes sense. Jim's people aren't sweating it. Says the meds were legally obtained by using routine practices they had most actors regularly use an alias to protect their privacy and do so with the knowledge of their doctors and insurers. The way the law is worded, Jim looks to be in the clear. His doctor might be screwed, though, because under the law, physicians can't make a false statement in any prescription. In the past, doctors found in violation of prescribing meds under false names, like Anna Nicole Smith's doctor or Michael Jackson's. They've lost their license and faced criminal prosecution. Although I will say with those two individuals, they had multiple doctors and multiple aliases.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that didn't look good either.
No, not at all.
Got a little Dreyfus confusion here. This just in, guys. Richard Dreyfus is not dead.
Who thought he did?
Just to be clear. Remember when I told you about Julia Louis-Dreyfus accepting her Emmy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So during Sunday night's Emmy Awards, Julia Louis-Dreyfus revealed that her father, Gerard Louis-Dreyfus, died on Friday. Her voice was breaking during the acceptance speech for winning as outstanding lead actress in Veep. It was a touching moment for her as she has now won 8 Emmys, including a record-breaking 6 in the category and 5 in a row for Veep. In her speech, she said something about how her dad loved the show and biggest fan, and she said that was the only critic she worried about. Richard Dreyfuss, though, had to take to Twitter because it was a moment that left some fans confused. They started sending love to Richard Dreyfuss, assuming that was her late father. So Richard Dreyfuss wrote on Twitter, "I'm actually not Julia Louis-Dreyfus's father, but I really appreciate all the concerned tweets." That tweet instantly went viral with almost 2,000 retweets. I don't know, dude.
How stupid are people sometimes?
I mean, just Google it first is all.
I mean, for starters, her last name is Louis-Dreyfus, not Dreyfus. Like, it's two completely different last names. It's not like a middle name or a maiden name that you just throw a hyphen on.
Yeah, and it looks like there's two S's in Richard's name and one in Julius, which I didn't know.
Who's this brand new guy, Richard Dreyfuss? Never heard of him before.
He's new on the scene, guys. He's dead, though. Bad news for him.
What a terrible way to start a career.
That is.
Dead on arrival.
They call that a DOA, guys. Man, he had a lot of potential, I heard.
The word on the street is this guy was going places.
He was going to be the next big thing.
Like the grave.
Apparently, no. So anyway, Richard Dreyfuss, just to clear it up, not
just
dead.
Still alive and kicking.
Bloopers, I love them. Emmys edition. One of the most ambitious parts of Jimmy Kimmel's critically praised performance as host of the 68th Annual Emmy Awards happened right at the start. An opening segment that included Julia Louis-Dreyfus, James Corden, cast of Modern Family, even Jeb Bush. Now, did you happen to see this?
No.
You should look it up. I think you might find it pretty funny. Basically, it's Kimmel trying to get to the Emmys, and he's hitchhiking, and he runs into all of these stars as their characters. So he gets in a van with the family of Modern Family. He knocks on a window of a car, and it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus' Veep character with Tony Hale behind her because he's always like in her ear trying to tell her stuff. It's funny. But having Jeb Bush participate was the big surprise of the sketch. So Kimmel's continuing to hitchhike to the Emmys. He finally finds a limo with sort of a presidential barricade.
And then Khaled shows up.
Maybe?
Whoa!
No.
Damn it.
Here we go. But he's not in the back of the limo.
There's plenty of room up front.
Oh, thank you. You're a lifesaver. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're driving?
Yeah, I'm in between jobs right now. You know you can make $12 an hour driving for Uber?
I did not know that, but that's great. I have to get downtown to the Emmys.
Are you nominated?
I am, yeah.
Wow. What's that like?
It's nice. It's nice.
You think you can win?
Well, there's a lot of competition and probably not.
Well, here's what I know. If you run a positive campaign, the voters ultimately will make the right choice.
You know, it's funny you say that. My psychic...
Jimmy, that was a joke. Get out of the car. And shave that wig off your face, you godless Hollywood hippie.
Jeb exclamation point.
And then he speeds away, and on the back of the limo, he's got a bumper sticker from his campaign. It's really funny. At least that one. Look it up.
It's pretty good.
But the whole skit, it's like 12 minutes long for the opening sketch, and it's definitely worth looking up.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma.
1037 KNRQ.
Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rockin' That's Emma.
Good morning.
Still to come, we got your music news, and we've got a pretty solid dumbass of the day. But
better be good.
I'm going to make it terrible now just because you over here talking crazy, talking reckless. Check your privilege, Emma.
I thought you set the bar, so I was just saying it better be. But
it was most definitely microaggressions you were just doing right now.
I'm going to need
you to check your privilege. We reside in a college town.
Check your privilege. Oh no, you've lost me now. I can't handle it.
This is the greatest down and dirty New Yorker way to catch a terrorist ever. The cops caught the terrorist who set off that bomb in New York City on Saturday night after a shootout in Linden, New Jersey. We talked about that yesterday as the news broke. He's a 28-year-old named Ahmad Khan Rahami.
Just sleeping in the doorway of a tavern.
He's a U.S. citizen who was born in Afghanistan. So how did they catch him so quickly? Quite perfectly, actually. Turns out, Rahami had planted another IED nearby in New York, and he left it inside a suitcase on the street. Two dudes happened to walk by, saw the nice suitcase, and decided to steal it.
Oh, my God.
So they open it up, totally disregard the pressure cooker in a trash bag inside and left it on the street.
And the beeping and countdown clock?
And they stole the suitcase. And in the process...
nice luggage.
They accidentally disarmed the bomb.
Wow, they're good.
Right? So I'm telling you, this is the most New Yorker way to catch a terrorist ever.
That is hilarious. Now that they know, too, that it was a bomb.
Man, think about those dudes. Yeah. They're like, Jesus, we just got away with our lives and a new suitcase.
And now we can apparently stop bombs. We can stop the bombs from detonating. We should tell everybody.
It's a skill.
Yeah, and we got to make sure we're surprised by it, guys, because we only do it accidentally.
The cops found it almost immediately, and because it was disabled, they were able to examine the cell phone attached to the detonator and trace that back to Rahami, and they were able to very easily and quickly find him, then arrest him. As for the guys who stole the suitcase, cops still trying to track them down, too. Maybe to arrest them, maybe to thank them, maybe both, who knows.
I feel like, yeah, at this point...
I can't see him arresting him over a suitcase.
Probably just a talking to, and can we see that suitcase?
Yeah.
And also, how nice is this suitcase?
Right.
You got the wheels and the thing where you pull it? Those are convenient.
It's very luxurious.
Yeah, maybe one of those combo things you got to do on the top?
Now, the only info I do have to report about these... would-be crooks turned bomb diffusers
heroes
is that they were, quote, well-dressed.
Well, that's probably...
a very New York thing to do.
Yeah, well, and that's good because now they have a new suitcase and that wouldn't have gone together at all. They were dressed like craps.
God, what a fashion faux pas. We don't do that.
Maybe that's why they wanted it. I would go with my outfit.
Look, People Magazine, they just posted a recipe for guacamole that uses apples as an ingredient. The New York Times bottomed out last July when they published a recipe for guacamole that used peas. Even President Obama made fun of them for it. And apparently People Magazine missed that whole incident because they just threw their own weird guac recipe out there. Came from George Duran, who hosted Ham on the Street on the Food Network. It's apparently a real show that aired about 10 years ago. His recipe includes a Granny Smith apple. He says, quote, dicing up the apple and mixing it into the guac gives it a nice, subtle sweetness that you'll crave.
Weird.
Naturally, the internet's reaction was a nice, unsubtle mess of meanness. The overwhelming reaction on social media is any word, nope.
Corey Feldman's like, I know how you feel.
Yeah, they are bonding tough right now via Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even get out of bed. So devastated. On the bright side for people, though, at least the president did not join in on bashing them the way that he did with the guac and peas. Let's talk about Devin Allen and the Ducks.
So gross. Sorry, I'm confused. What the hell?
I'm also confused. There's so many things happening.
You saw what just happened.
University of Oregon football player and Olympic runner Devin Allen has been injured and is out for the season.
Wow.
Duck territory broke the news yesterday about this. Big deal, man. Officials at the university say that Devin is a junior, tore his ACL during the Ducks' loss to Nebraska on Saturday.
This season's already making me nervous.
Yeah, man. Royce went down and Devin Allen in the same game.
And we took a loss already.
Yeah.
Too early.
Allen is a wide receiver special teams player. He had a similar injury on his other knee in 2014, and you saw how well he rebounded from that, even going on to compete in Rio and do very well. So, Godspeed, man. Hopefully, he heals up nicely, quickly, gets recovered.
God.
And there's still people, too, that are curious, like, yo, which way are you going to go, man? You going to the NFL, or are you going to stay with the Olympics, or are you going to be bold enough to try to do both? I wonder how this injury will now impact that.
Yeah. He's going to have to sit both out.
Yeah, man, big decision.
God,
to make.
That sucks. He's really so does. Valuable.
Really is. He is such a critical tool to what the Ducks got cooking, man.
Yeah, you know when they release an injury report on someone and everyone else feels injured when they hear it? Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Pretty bad indeed.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
We're going to start with the top 10 alternative songs. Lumineers and Ophelia, still at number 10. 9, Fanagram, You Don't Get Me High Anymore. And number 8, still The Head in the Heart with All We Ever Knew. All We Ever Knew. And Blink-182, Bored to Death, still at 7. Now, there's been shifting up here. Kaleo, Way Down We Go, going down again to number 6. Cage the Elephant in Trouble was at number 2 for a few weeks, and it went all the way down to 5. Green Day, Bang Bang, went up to 4. Bishop, Bishop Briggs with River came in at number three. Bastille, Good Grief, came in at two. And still number one, 21 Pilots and Heathens. Not a huge surprise.
Nope, not at all.
How many weeks after this one do you think it'll stay?
Four more.
You got four? I'm going to go six.
All right.
Okay, let's see what happens. Tommy Lee's motorcycle is a hero.
Saw that.
Mm-hmm. His big-ass motorcycle saved a man's life. A friend and the Motley Crue drummer were hanging in Malibu over the weekend when a friend asked him if he could switch motorcycles and ride Tommy's, which was much bigger. It was a life...
it was.
Motorcycle. Oh, okay.
All right.
I see what you're doing. No, it's a motorcycle.
Damn it.
It was a life-saving stroke of luck because minutes later, a car rear-ended the
really?
Chopper.
It was bigger stroke of luck?
Sorry,
what are you doing here?
Damn.
You know you're talking about Tommy Lee.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
I was hoping it'd take you longer to pick that up, but I guess you nailed it right away. But yes, it was
nailed a
huge life-saving stroke of luck because minutes later, a car rear-ended the chopper.
Rear-ended.
Partially, you're welcome, crunching it in the cycle. The guy should have been riding, I guess. So the one that he should have been riding was totally crunched, and it looks like... utterly destroyed. Still, Tommy's friend was rushed to the hospital, sustained multiple vertebrae fractures, and he's expected to recovery. Green Day is under the weather. Green Day has postponed the first three dates of its upcoming tour and canceled a fourth show due to illness, the band announced Sunday. Concerts will be rescheduled in St. Louis, Chicago, and Detroit, and a fourth concert in Toronto is being canceled. Tickets will be refunded. The band says, we're so sad to announce we have to postpone three shows and cancel Toronto. Many of us have been battling this infection for days on end, and to be ready, we just got to be our best.
All right.
What are you looking at?
I'm over here looking at some NFL information. So many injuries right now.
That's weird. I don't see that in the music news at all. NFL. Hold on,
well,
I'm still looking.
Maybe if these band people NFL. Would get out there on the gridiron, him.
Then you'd be talking about him in the sports.
I would be.
All right, but this is a good one. The mocking of Corey Feldman isn't a new thing, but...
No, it's not.
Something happened when his Today Show performance... was picked apart mercilessly over the weekend. Some other people started supporting him. Of course, I told you about Jerry O'Connell from Stand By Me with him, offered some support. And even Pink tweeted, well, I love you, Corey, and I know how much it takes to get up there and do your thing. Keep your head up and know that you're loved. Notice she didn't say it was a stellar performance.
No, not at all.
But she's there to support him. That's nice. And now check this out. They just couldn't get enough of this epicness. Today Show co-hosts Billy Bush and Tamron Hall apparently loved the attention they got following this. You know, all sorts of views. I'm sure that was the first time they've ever experienced something like that. And they invited him back. Tamron said, you don't have to be so nasty. You can say, what was that? Or that's not my cup of tea. But to bully him, the level of aggression is insane. And Billy said, come on back, Corey. Give us an encore.
Okay, let's just be clear here, people out here in PC land. F your safe space. Telling somebody they suck at something is not being a bully. It's being factual.
And also, like, I mean, it's a...
Chill.
Right, and social media, you've got to know, and that's the whole thing about social media. People are jerks.
Oh my God, he said that wasn't good. He's such a bully. Help me.
Well, I know people can get pretty nasty, but at the same time, if you're going to go out and do something in public, you got to know that there's going to be reaction, good and bad. So, but like we pointed out yesterday, he hasn't really done a lot since this whole social media craze.
I mean, young Corey out here just trying to live.
Do you guys know about the intranets? People are mean.
They're so vicious. They said my performance sucked.
And they didn't know I was alive still. The Red Hot Chili Peppers will embark on a getaway of their own this winter, as the veteran rockers have announced a North American tour. The tour follows a string of summer festivals, headlining gigs, all in support of their latest record, of course, June's The Getaway. 24-date outing will kick off on January 5th in San Antonio and is currently slated to wrap up on March 18th in Vancouver. Pre-sale begins September 21st, tomorrow, for the members of Red Hot Chili Peppers community and will open to the general public on September 24th. Each ticket purchased includes a choice of the physical or digital copy of The Getaway. And don't forget, March 15th, they're going to be up in Portland at the Moda Center. If you missed that, the 17th, they'll be in Seattle. And then March 18th, they'll be in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Did you say that the general on sale is the 24th?
That's what it says.
That would be incorrect. It's actually the 23rd at 10 a.m.
Well, we better check because...
I'm looking right at the actual information they sent to us. It's the 23rd.
than what happened here.
A typo? Could be.
Well, I don't want to go out and say anything for sure if we don't know.
Oh, I'm fact. 110%.
Oh, yeah?
Real Friday, talk. 10 a.m.
You guys, that's Rock's,
it's coming right from their press
Rock's
release,
guaranteed.
So it better be.
Stamped Rock guarantee.
I'm handing that one off to Flea.
Dude,
got the Red Hot Chili Peppers logo on this press release, so it better be.
It's on you, dude.
It's on your shoulders.
We do have Red Hot Chili Pepper qualifying spots this week, the rest of this week, and then next week you get a shot at getting tickets. If you qualify to get tickets, you get the getaway no matter what. And then one of the
five ticket winners
will be able to get an autographed set list.
Correct.
From the Red Hots. So listen up for your chance. Your next shot will be tomorrow morning.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep,
including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
New Green Day. That's Bang Bang on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. I'm Rock. That's Emma.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. Getting ready to drop that album, Revolution Radio 10-7. Up ahead, we got your last check on news and sports. Also, we got a final countdown. Until then, we got a dumbass of the day.
It's better be good.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
And today's dumbass is probably going to jail, but at the very least, definitely going to hell. A 35-year-old guy named Forrest Brantley. He broke into the gift shop of a Spanish mission in Ventura, California last week and stole two crucifixes. That alone is sacrilegious, and he wasn't done there.
Uh-oh.
He went out to the parking lot and tried to steal somebody's phone. When they wouldn't give it up, he hit him with one of the crucifixes. Then he walked down the street. Hit a couple more people with more crucifixes.
Maybe he should talk to a priest. I feel like there's something
needs
dark.
An exorcism.
There's a darkness inside of him.
He broke a car window with him. And then it hit a 75-year-old man that was inside the car with one of them.
So did he think this was just a cool weapon left behind?
That's what it sounds like.
I got to put this thing to work.
He also broke into a thrift shop, stole a bicycle.
Well, he's got to have wheels now.
And then he's riding...
He's been hitting people.
The bike. He hit another person.
Oh, no.
With the crucifixes.
Like, just wham! Drive-by crucifix hit?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard about that.
It's brand new. They still have not created a crime for that yet. They've got to come up with a catchy title. Catchy charge name.
Crucifix menacing.
The cops finally stopped his blasphemous rampage at that point and arrested him for robbery, burglary, and assault with a deadly weapon. Yes, they said the crucifixes can be deadly.
That makes sense.
And be a little bit more sense-making if the smoking gun would have been kind enough to show me what these look like. Such a big plot hole. I need to know how big and bad these crucifixes were. This dude's just out here gallivanting around town, smacking and whacking.
It's true, because I was just picturing like a handheld, like a smaller one. But
I'm thinking
right,
like the gun that's on the rosaries.
Could be,
Like, I mean...
It didn't say anything about size?
Nah, and size matters.
Duh. Oh, man. But crucifix and death, that does kind of go hand in hand.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that is your dumbass of the day. What a tool. You're going to hell, man.
Breaking into a church.
That's
done.
Violation. Yeah, you're going for that.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry, the name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up, you're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
This is a sticky situation that a man found himself a popular downtown donut shop named Voodoo Donuts.
Uh-oh.
A guy, early Sunday morning.
Crap, where's Al?
Was literally covered in a sticky white food substance. That's a direct quote.
Are you sure it was food?
After being accused of painting the store with it. Ian Mandrake Card.
Not Al at all.
No.
Huh. Is that his alias?
It's got to be. That
I think
can't really be somebody running around the world with the name Ian Mandrake hard.
I feel like that sounds like something Al would say.
Well, he's 20 years old, and he had been banned from voodoo before. But EPD said that he returned to the scene around 6:45 in the morning on Sunday to smear what appeared to be marshmallow cream on the store's patio, furniture, and windows.
That is sticky. That's, like, impossible.
You want 86 me? You'll never be able to get rid of me. I'm stuck to your window for life.
Just, like, I'm just
put
picturing
me in a pig box. No, seriously.
Seriously, if you could. Fruit Loops, like the whole thing.
Eugene officers found a card on Oak Alley near East 11th Ave a short time later where he was covered in the white stuff.
Again, marshmallow? Are we sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty... We're going with marshmallow.
Or he loves Mellows these donuts. Marsh. Like, he loves these donuts.
Card was arrested and booked into the Lane County Jail on charges of third-degree criminal mischief, second-degree criminal trespass, and disorderly conduct.
I see.
Was not charged with assaulting the mellow of marsh.
No, that's not on the list.
I didn't see it on there.
Ooh, he got away with murder.
Right? That's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing... In at least 44 states.
At least.
Ripping off little kids makes you a terrible person. Ripping off charity makes you a terrible person. So imagine how depraved and terrible you must be if you do both at the same time.
Like those people who robbed the Girl Scouts?
I mean...
Come on.
It's kind of, sort of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that a little bit. An 8-year-old girl from Monroe, Michigan named Maya... She set up a home lemonade stand last week. It was to raise money for Alzheimer's research in honor of her 77-year-old grandfather, Charlie.
Aww, that's so cute.
At one point during the day, a dude rode up on a bike and asked for change for a 50. Didn't even buy any lemonade. He just took the change and rode off. Iced tea? Lemonade. Read the sign.
She had change for a 50? That's impressive.
Fall in.
Wow.
Have you seen that commercial yet, by the way? It is probably the greatest Geico commercial in years.
What is it?
Literally, it's all about iced tea. Some kids are sitting out in front of the, oh my God, iced tea, Geico commercial. It's so good. It's totally worth playing after we do this story. So at some point later that day, Maya and her mom realized the bill the dude had given them was a counterfeit 50. So he took advantage of an 8-year-old girl running a lemonade stand for charity to pass his fake money.
Wow.
Yeah, this ad right here, this is gold.
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds, so let's do it.
It's so
right,
money.
Here we go, let me.
The cops are still trying to track him down, by the way. Maya says she's, quote, a little mad about what happened, but she's happy she was still able to raise $1,100 for Alzheimer's research. And now that the word has gotten out about what happened to her, she's raised more than $2,500 on her Alzheimer's Walk fundraising page.
That's awesome.
Good job, Maya. Way to stay dedicated.
Yep. Yeah, here we go. Lemonade stand. How it starts.
Is that iced tea?
Nope, it's lemonade.
Is that iced tea?
Lemonade.
I see.
It's with these people, man. Lemonade. Read the sign. Lemonade. Read it.
Delicious. Iced tea at a lemonade stand? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much
I was so ripped when I saw this commercial for the first time.
And you loved
it. And
I'm like,
why do everybody keep calling it lemonade or iced tea? It's very clearly lemonade. The signs, I did not get where they were going with this.
What does he say at the end?
It's lemonade, man.
15 minutes.
Iced tea, they passed.
Yeah. It's lemonade, man.
Read the sign.
Yeah, it's
that
such
is funny.
A great commercial, that man. Really well job well done there, Geico.
That's funny.
I mean, I did not see that coming whatsoever. I thought that there was some other route they were taking with this.
Is
was
that
not anticipating iced tea.
Is that iced tea? No, it's lemonade.
It's delicious.
It's funny.
Oh, it really is, Em. LaShawn McCoy has been hit with a lawsuit by the two off-duty cops who say the Buffalo Bills running back and his crew beat the hell out of him during that bar fight in Philly we told you about. The officers behind the suit, Darnell Jesse, and Roland Butler, claim that they were partying at Recess Lounge back in February when McCoy and his crew beat him up. An attorney for the officer told ESPN that both men had suffered serious and permanent injuries. The officers are also suing Recess and three members of LaShawn's party, Curtis Brinkley, Tamarcus Porter, and Christopher Henderson. McCoy and his party slash entourage had been investigated by cops in the past, but officials declined to press charges, citing that there wasn't enough evidence to move forward with anything, which led me and you to believe, based off the tape that they had received, there was no real way to tell who instigated the fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was hard to tell.
Therefore,
it just started during the fight.
Yeah, it's at that point, it's just a group of dudes who are scrapping it out. You can't really
tell who started it.
Yeah. And generally, when it comes to pressing charges on a fight, the law enforcement will 9 times out of 10 go with the instigator of the situation. So if they can't tell who instigated it,
right,
just let them go ahead and go fist to cuffs and good luck to whoever wins.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Done and done.
You're the one who picked a fight with Sean McCoy.
rookie move, man.
You're listening to Rockin' Emma. We'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rockin' Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rockin'. That's Emma.
Hello.
That's new Fantagram KNRQ and Universal Republic Records. Want to set you up with the Fantagram Flyaway. Text the keyword 3 to 64636 as many times as you can between now and September 30th at midnight. And you'll be entered for a shot at the Fantagram Flyaway Grand Prize. That's a trip to Seattle to hang out with Fantagram. You'll get airfare and hotel for 2, a private experience with Fantagram at the Space Needle, and 2 tickets to see Fantagram in concert at the Paramount Theater. The new album 3 out October the 7th, so text the keyword 3 to 64636 and you can win the Fantagram Flyaway from Universal Republic Records and KNRQ. Breaking news, according to TMZ, it's happened minutes ago, Em.
Yeah, I saw
that
too.
Since the world of sleaze is yours, you want to go ahead and hit him with it?
Thank you. Apparently, Brangelina might be Splitsville. Now, this is on TMZ, but it's just, like he said, just went up. We're going to sort through the details. I'm going to see what I can find out about this. By tomorrow, I'll do the whole thing in the sleaze, but it looks like Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce from Brad Pitt. And it says the trigger was a conflict over the kids' substance abuse and anger. That's what TMZ's reporting so far.
Looked like they were saying something, too, about, like, he's got, or she thinks maybe he's got a problem abusing weed.
Well, and he's always smoked weed, so.
It's like, can you abuse weed? Am I a weed abuser?
Yeah, maybe. You can abuse it.
You can abuse anything, I think. Well,
if you're going out smoking, doing foolish things, that's abuse, right?
She lists the date of separation as September 15th. They married in August 2014, but they've been together since Mr. and Mrs. Smith 2004.
Yeah, a long time, man. Brangelina was one of those couples in Hollywood people thought was a lock for forever.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to figuring out. That's sad, but I'm looking forward to figuring out what happened there. So
get
tomorrow,
us the deets.
Yeah, we'll have the whole complete story in the sleaze tomorrow. Good morning, Beefcake.
Hi, hello, I'm Beefcake.
That is my name. It's the cake that they call beef.
Yes, I feel rested today, man. I'm ready to go.
You look spry.
Yeah.
Like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I've been doing this new thing from like the Smiles for Oregon people. Got me this little like mouthpiece thing for when
I
sleep.
I heard you talking about it.
It's working, man.
Really?
Like, I wake up and I don't feel dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you wake up in the morning, you're like, coffee.
It actually helps you sleep throughout the night. So that actually makes a huge difference when you wake up.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Cool. But
I just came in just so you guys wouldn't feel lonely. Because I know
that's appreciated.
It's been a long morning.
I know.
we feel lonely all morning long until Alan graces us with his presence. Well, we're glad you're here.
I take up about the same amount of room that Al does, like not vertically, but like horizontally.
I see what you mean. Okay.
Like, put it all together. Mm-hmm. I'm probably
it's all about the same mass.
Yeah, we just crunch Al down.
Exactly. We're about the same mass. High five, dude.
Up top.
That there was great.
Sweet. Over here dropping science.
What are you? Oh, talking about science. Are you talking about science, Beefcake, or are we done talking about science?
I don't have that stuff in science anymore because people complained at how smart I was.
Oh, that makes sense. That happens to you a lot.
It does. But no,
stupid Beefcake. He's so smart.
I've replaced it with the breakup of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I'm going to go over it, not as in depth, obviously, as you will, Em, because the celebrity sleaze is it's a deep delving into the lives of these celebrities.
Thank you. I work really hard on it.
I love to dive deep into celebrities.
Yes.
Right. Here we go. Quick. Beefcake, just move on. Is that it? Come on. You got it.
You're good. You should be on a morning show, right?
Let's not encourage that. That is not true.
Look, I'm going to go see Spider. I don't like y'all. Y'all are being mean. Spider make me feel good.
Man, there is nary a morning that goes by without Spider getting a drop.
I don't know why. It was like a one-time thing.
It turned into something.
I saw a picture of Spider the other
really
day, by the way.
It didn't really turn into something. It's more of a rock thing, I think. I think you really met a guy named Spider, is what I think. And he's like, you're the Spider!
People be in these streets asking me, like, yo, who's Spider?
Where can I get the hookup?
Right? Yeah. Right?
What's,
and I'm like, look,
what's
man.
What's a Spider hookup?
Just say no to drugs.
That's what you say.
All the time.
You got to find the dude with the big black widow tattooed on the side of his
neck.
Right.
And some sort of elbow tattoo, I'm picturing.
Right. Spider webs.
Spider webs. Spider webs.
On Main Street in Springfield.
There you go.
He's got them on both elbows and both knees.
Just for good.
You
got to
let him know. Otherwise, you're not Spider. You're just a guy with some weird tattoos.
Yeah. You don't want to have just one. You want to have all of them. Cover all your bases.
Need them all.
Well, you don't. If you do one, you look stupid.
Yeah. Sorry, people who have spider web tattoos on your elbows or knees.
I like that. Or knees. We're not sorry about that one. We're not sorry. So that's what's coming up?
Yeah, it'll be science, and you know, I'll talk about making sure people get the T-Mobile hookup for today. I know people got it earlier on your show, but it's important that they get into the drawing. You know, they get into the contest.
And we have Red Hot Chili Pepper qualifying spots for tickets all week long, and then next week we have them again. So remind the good people.
Related topic: I also have the new Red Hot Chili Peppers "Go Robot" on my show, so that's pretty awesome.
Love that song and the video. You saw the video, right?
Oh my god, the video is so crazy!
Yeah, the
so
video funky. Is dope.
It fits right in with the song too, and their album. Their
and
new sound.
It also fits in with Anthony Kiedis' stash.
Totally looks. Yeah, it's
like
great.
I'm almost. I want to say 1,010% positive, but we know how that goes. But I'm like at least 99.99% positive that mustache was only created for the Go Robot video. Like he had been planning. That's what I'm saying. I think he knew going into it, like as soon as this album was getting ready to drop, he's like, yeah, we're going to do a Go Robot video for it. And I need to have the most vicious 70s roller rink mustache. Need to be about it.
Yeah, I think his facial hair matches the tone of the album quite well.
Right?
Yes. So. And the tone of the album matches. The video is just like just synced up perfectly. With solid. Danger Mouse producing, you can tell the difference in sound.
The funk.
I love Rick Rubin, but I like what he did with the Chili Peppers the Danger Mouse did, because he took the Chili Peppers, kept them the Chili Peppers, but made it kind of funky.
Yes. Yeah, man.
And a lot of music interludes, which we don't get anymore with new stuff. They don't have a lot of I'm playing an instrument right now.
Bridges
and
stuff
good.
Like that. Yeah. Solos.
So I love it.
Not just random words that rhyme.
The whole way through.
Yeah.
Not
go
even rhyme.
Go for it. Go for it. Look, man, can I live? I'm just trying to be Corey Feldman right now.
Dude, we are letting you live right now. This is a catastrophe.
Yeah, we want you to live.
I wish
this
I could
dream.
Remember more words than just go for it.
Me
so
too.
I could serenade y'all.
Me too. Maybe I should pull that up.
Oh,
I don't have time.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party up. No Eddie Murphy?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought that was
stop
the remix.
It, dude. You're going to make Corey Feldman cry.
Look,
he's
bro.
He's already crying.
He is, to be fair.
He got invited back, though.
Yeah. So they can hug it out and be like, Corey, we're here to comfort you in this dangerous, cruel world full of words.
And that...
this is a safe space at the Today Show.
That Billy Bush and that other chick he's on with, I think, were pretty excited about the whole going viral thing. And probably the first time for them. Like, everyone's looking up our video,
Billy
guys.
Bush is like, I've been on NBC for 10 years and it gets Corey Feldman on the show for me to get recognition?
Yeah.
You know that guy's related to the former president, right?
Is that right?
Billy Bush.
All Bushes are
no,
related?
No, I'm serious. Oh. He's his cousin,
I've thought about that. Like, yo, is he related?
Did you
Damn
see?
It, Billy Bush.
Did you see the opening?
Let me pull it out. Hey, Google that. Hey, go ahead and Google that.
Hit up, hit up the
Google
Yahoo
machine.
Hit up the Yahoo.
Yeah, hit up the big.
Oh my God, that guy.
The big. Ask Jeeves. What's that guy's name? Jeeves.
Did you see the taped segment before the Emmys that Jimmy Kimmel made?
No, was it awesome?
Yes, you need to look that up
okay, for
sure. And then there's a part with Jeb Bush in it.
Putting that on the list.
Yeah, you're not, but I'll write it down for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's definitely worth it. But Modern Family, and it like basically he's hitching a ride to the Emmys, and so he runs across all these real TV characters like Veep. The limo pulls up, and it's Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Hale. Tony Hale.
Oh, yeah.
Behind her, like, doing his whispering in her ear. Then the next minivan comes, and it's the Modern Family.
Dude, that's very Billy Crystal of him. That's excellent.
It was really entertaining. It's only 12 minutes long, but at the end, you get a Jeb Bush nugget that is actually really good. It's really funny.
Speaking of which, it's so crazy. This dude is connected. So,
Billy Bush, right?
H-Dub, H-Dub is his uncle. W is his cousin. Jenna is his cousin.
No wonder he doesn't
Barbara
talk about this.
Barbara is his cousin.
I keep that quiet.
Jeb is his cousin.
I definitely keep that quiet.
George P. is his cousin.
Well, of course, if he's related to one of them, he's related to all of them.
And Barbara's his aunt. I just wanted to give the people the breakdown, Beef, of how it works.
The family tree, Beefcake. We need to map
out
the
second
family
cousins
tree.
Divided by three, carried to one.
So he's related to the Bush family.
Yes.
Again, I don't know why he doesn't talk about that.
So ingrained.
Weird.
Look, man, could you stop with your microaggression? Check your privilege!
Check my privilege. All right, let's get up.
All right, we've got Beefcake getting ready to step up in here, followed by Al Scott to get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Penfield, and me and Em will holler at you tomorrow morning.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why are you so happy, mother...
Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.